Can I render to you a sign, a token of that love? He has the epistle lesson for this day from the first epistle of St. John. Provides us with an answer to the question. He tells us to walk in the light. Walk in the light. This is the theme of the first chapter of the first epistle of St. John. It is the theme upon which we meditate today as we come to peace with the nourishment of our faith through the midst of the world. Walk in the light. What does it mean? What does it mean to walk in the light? St. John sums this up very simply. He writes, "Hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Hereby we know that we are in him, that we walk even as he walks." We are to walk in the light, even as Christ, who is the light, walks in this light. To walk in Christ means first that we walk in the full and certain knowledge that Christ died for our sins. To walk in Christ means to believe in him, to trust in his will, to hope in his resurrection. We are to know him, acknowledge him, trust him, have our confidence in him, and above all, love him. He is our salvation. He is our redemption. He is our propitiation. He is our only righteousness. In him, by him, through him, we have the full and complete pardon, forgiveness of our sins. We are no longer slaves to sin, living in darkness, but have been freed from the curse and sin of sin. We have been made children of the light. Truly beloved, we walk in the light. We should walk confidently and joyously and thankfully in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the glorious news that our sins have been wiped away, all of our sins, each and every one of our sins, that we have committed, that we commit, and that we will commit, all have been paid for, washed away by the blood of the Paschal Lamb. We're no longer slaves to sin, but are made alive in Christ. We have received life and life immortal through the gospel of sin who died to save. Therefore, we can and we will walk in him. We will walk in the light by keeping the commandments of God. Keeping them, those commandments which were at the heart of the old commandments given by God. We will keep them because of the new commandments made possible in Christ, that we can fulfill that commandment. We love God. Love one another. We will, because our sins have been forgiven, be able to render up into God's token a sign, a seal of that faith which He has created by the power of the Word in us. We will seek to love God above all things, for He has become in Christ our heart's desire. We will joyously and gladly endeavor by the aid of the Spirit to be confirmed in faith, and to be confirmed to Him who is our life and who is our life. We will seek to do the holy law of God each and every day of our life. We will offer to Him our service of thanksgiving and praise by keeping His commandments. We will seek to live out that life to which we have been called by the Spirit, in which we have been reborn. We will love of all things. We will honor his name. We will keep each day as a holy day unto the Lord. We will love God. But we will love God also by loving one another. As the apostle writes, he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. We walk in the light when we love all the sons and daughters of heaven, renewed and restored way by that second heaven, which is Christ. We will love them as Christ has loved us. And we will seek to conform ourselves to the will of God in our dealings with our fellow men. So that by this we might show the love of God, that we might show the light of God in our lives. We will honor and build up families. We will hold life as that most sacred gift of God. We will keep the marriage bond holy and unfailing. We will not take what God has entrusted to others. We will build up one another and treat honorably and charitably and faithfully and courteously with one another. We will avoid gossip and slander. We will not speak that which God has entrusted to others. Whether it be a home or a business, for wife, children, employees. We will in all things seek to conform ourselves to the will of God. As we deal with our fellow men, we will seek to glorify God and walk in the light in our dealings with one another. And we conform ourselves to the will of God, to the commandments of God, to give God glory and thanks for all that he has accomplished through Christ Jesus our Lord. We can walk in the light because sin no longer has dominion over us. We are freed from sin so that we might live and walk in the light. We walk in the light, we show forth the light in our dealings, with one another. So that in this Christ illumination might shine also on others. So that through our lives, the light of Christ illumines the whole world. To walk in the light of Christ means that our lives will not become a stumbling block to others, but will become the light by which they might come to know, trust, believe in, and walk in Christ Jesus. We walk in the light so that by our walking in Christ, others might come to know and trust in him. We walk in the light, moreover, when we love our brothers and sisters so much that we forgive your sins. You see, to walk in the light means to forgive sins. We walk in the light because all sins have been forgiven. It is not by our work, but the work of Christ that our sin has been forgiven. And Christ's work has forgiven the sins of all. Despite the fact, he is our righteousness. He has given us his righteousness freely, fully, completely, forgiving our sins. Even though we were the enemies of God, God sent forth his Son to die for us and for all mankind. Therefore, to walk in Christ means to walk in the forgiveness of sins, that forgiveness of sins which we have by the power of the Spirit. A lives in that forgiveness of sin by proclaiming it to the world, proclaiming that gospel that in Christ all were reconciled. And to proclaim it by what we do and by what we say. So if God so loves us and has forgiven us, that we need so to love one another and to forgive one another our sins. This is truly the grand truth and the meaning of walking in Christ. Christ walked in the way of forgiveness. It was his purpose. His walking was the purpose for which he came, to reconcile mankind unto God, to bring the full and complete remission of sins to all mankind. If we walk then in Christ, if we walk then in the way, we are to walk forgiving mankind of sin by proclaiming the light, the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a gift in that hard time. It is a difficult time to forgive others as we have been forgiven. To forgive them and completely as God has forgiven us. As a burden. God has forgiven us. We are so tempted to measure others' righteousness by that righteousness we suppose we deserve. We tend to look at others and set certain demands and conditions for ourselves. We suspect that they are not as truly repentant as we are, or as truly deserving of mercy as we are. We think this because Satan is going about not only like a roaring lion, but as a seductive rooster and a seductive beast, trying to seduce you and to question in your own merit, or to trust that somehow you more deserve God's grace than these others. God died for us while we were yet enemies. He forgave our sins freely, without any merit or worthiness in us. Ought not we therefore to forgive one another? As fully and as completely setting behind us by forgetting our sins and the sins of those committed against us. Ought we not to forgive as God has forgiven us? Ought we not to deal with them as forgiven of God? So that they might come to accept this faith by the power of the Spirit working through us. Beloved, walk in the light. Walk in the light of the forgiveness of sin. Take up with full joy that forgiveness of God has earned for you in Christ Jesus. Glory! Rejoice in it! Yes. Proclaim. Walk in the light. Walk in the light, which is life eternal. Walk and trust and believe and proclaim Him who is the light and life of the world. He is Christ our risen Lord and Savior. My little children, beloved in the Lord, let us walk. Peace of God, which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and